and they come here this evening through the energies. And of course, as already said, if I come to you, could I have a voice, please? Because your voice holds your loved ones in the world of spirit, because they know your voice and they don't know mine. And of course, they come in through love, because love overcomes absolutely everything. And as already said by Colin, please send your thoughts up as your loved ones come in through your thoughts. And of course, we need energy with which to work, and we can feel that the energies are building. Also, there is a beautiful blue risen light here this evening, and blue is linking with healing and with our expression and through our voices. So thank you very, very much indeed. Now, just to get started, might I come to the lady there, please? You've got the green jacket, top on. Just behind the couple in the black. Sorry, can I now come to you?
Yes.
Oh, good evening. As I link with you, please, I sense I've got a mother figure coming very, very close to you.
Yeah.
And as she stands in my energy, I'm looking at her as I'm looking at you. Would you understand that you did look very much like your mother? I also sense, please, that I'm not over tall, that I was quite rounded, but I feel that I lost some weight before I went over to the light, please.
Not too long, but
a little. As she stands in my energy, please, I also feel that my heart wasn't very good and my heart let me down towards the end of my life. Would you understand this?
Yes.
Thank you. And I know that you feel spirit, because a spirit come and they touch you on your face. Would you understand this? And also, I see that you've done quite a lot of spiritual work within your life on the earth, and you've helped a lot of people, because you've drawn to you a wonderful nursing sister. I also see a dog that's coming in from the world of spirit. Would you understand a black dog in spirit?
Yes.
Thank you, because I believe it's a he. He's come in to be with you, and I see that he lived a very good age before he went over to the light, please. And he's lost a bit of weight as well before he went over. And I'm sensing the back went in and possibly kidney problems.
Well, I don't know exactly what they're saying, but yeah.
Okay, thank you. As your mother comes in, I feel that I really want to smile here with you tonight. And I know that your mum has really lovely skin. And I'm sensing that I'm looking at really lovely eyes as well. I sense I have blue eyes and very pale eyes, please. Yeah. Do you understand that? And she shows me that she had circulatory conditions as well before she went over to the light. I have to say that I'm working very differently now, because spirit just come and stand in my energy and absolutely take me over. So it's very, very different. Would you understand a taller lady that comes in from the world of spirit? And I see that she would have had quite long hair as she got older, but I feel quite elegant, but also quite thin with her, quite tall, and I know that I like to wear a cameo brooch. Would you understand this?
I can take the tallness, I don't know about brooches.
Well, this lady is quite close as well, and I know she liked lots of sewing, because she's put the little, not the pins, I don't want the pins, but she's put the little pin cushion on my arm, and she absolutely loved sewing. But she, I feel, is with your mum in the world of spirit. Also, would you understand a cat that is coming forward from the world of spirit as well? One of several. I've got a black and white cat here, absolutely lovely. I know many black and white cats, but this is absolutely lovely, with very, very long whiskers as well, and wants to come up and sit with you. And I sense that you still feel the impression of the bed or around the bed of an animal. Do you understand this? Okay, thank you very much. And I feel also that you are developing further your spiritual gifts. Would you understand this? That's lovely, and spirit are very, very pleased with you. And also your health appears to be uplifted as well.
Yes,
that's absolutely lovely. And as I look at your energy field, you know, everything that lives has the aura, the electromagnetic field around it, and I see a lot of pink as well. And pink is universal love. So that is lovely. There's also a black cat with you in the World of Spirit, and it went quite thin before it went over to the light. But they all draw around you, all right? And just before I leave you, there's a gentleman standing in my energy. I hope I've got Father, because I want to pull a cat down here, and I feel that I'm quite tall, but at the same time, I would have had quite a breathing condition with him. I feel he had a lung condition for some time before he went over to the light, and he takes me down to his tummy as well. Would you understand him? You never knew your dad. Oh, I see. Well, he wants to bring love to you here tonight, because obviously they know you from spirit if you don't know them. And he brings you some licorice all sorts, so I hope you don't mind them. Okay, because spirit only brings us what we like. Unfortunately, we don't always like what we get, do we? But lovely, and I can see his spiritual things are really brightening for you. Thank you very, very much indeed. Okay, thank you. I've got to come to this lovely lady here. Can I just come to you, please? You're a bit of a magnet. Do you understand that? Not a babe magnet. Not you. No, the lady beside you. Oh, my goodness. Would you understand there's a beautiful little child in the World of Spirit that comes over to you and wants to sit on your lap? Mm-hmm. Yes. Could I say I've got a lovely little girl in the World of Spirit? And she's very, very close to you. She's very, very close to you. She touches your face, but you do feel spirit around you, don't you? And I can see also that you've got a lady here that would have been in the Salvation Army. Yes. And I have to say that she's a lovely, lovely lady. As I see her, as she stands in my energy, I feel I want to stand up quite strong and straight with this lady. And I want to wear glasses as well.
Yes.
And also, I feel slightly fairer hair when she was younger, but she puts the bonnet on me, okay, to go with the shoes and all the other things. But she's put the bonnet on, and she is a nicely rounded lady, but very, very interested in having a really good uniform. It had to be just right. Yeah. And I sense Mary as well, the name of Mary.
Yes.
But as she comes in, this lovely lady, I feel that I'm often around you. Do you know she used to do quite a lot of knitting as well?
Yes.
And she's knitting with her fingers. I don't know if you remember that. I don't want the needles, but sometimes I'm very good and I knit with my fingers.
No, I'm only 3 months old when she does, but she used to knit with her fingers, yeah.
Oh, well, she's showing me this. And also, there was a baby that went over to the light, a smaller child, and I have blue booties. So going back in time, there was a little boy. Please, that went over to the light. Now, as I look at you, I sense another figure in the World of Spirit coming forward. Yes thank you. Could I just say again, I sense that I look like you.
Yes.
With your mother. And your mother, as she stands in my energy, I sense that I'm a really loving lady.
Yeah.
And I feel like mother, like daughter.
Thank you.
That is absolutely lovely. And your mum, she smiles, and I sense I may have lost teeth or had problems with my teeth as I got a bit older.
Yes.
And also, can I just say, lovely pretty face. And she's got the most beautiful skin as well. I sense that with mother I would have had some stomach problems as well towards the end of my life. She's making me feel as if I'm a bit nauseous, but she's got a wonderful sense of humour as well, because I feel I've got now a pair of teeth here, and they're in water and they're laughing. Do you know what I mean?
She had a comic pair.
Oh, did she?
Yeah.
I just say flown in from spirit to sit on your shoulder, so don't worry. As I look at it flying in, oh gosh, it's not Concorde, it's alright. I have a lovely green budgerigar that's come in. You know, there's green and blue, but also there's a blue one as well.
We have both, yeah.
Yeah, both, because I've got a blue one side and I've got a green the other.
Yeah.
Can I just say that before I leave you, I sense that there will be a new baby light coming onto the earth plane that you will be hearing about. which will, do you understand this? Which will make it very, very exciting. And can I just say, could I give you the colour of the light? It's either pink or blue, isn't it? I don't think there's any others. Not so far. Would you like me to give you this light, or the colour of the light that I see? Sure. When I say I've got a pink light.
Right. Lovely.
Is that all right? I don't upset anybody. Lovely. And can I just say that as you sit there, Spirit give you healing, not only for your knees, but for your lower back, please.
Yes.
I hope you don't mind me saying that. And a little bit for your immune system as well. But I also sense a beautiful man. I'm saying a cap again, but I see that he's wearing a cap. And he's a very, very casual man. He may be your father, but I've got to, do you understand? And as he comes in, he's casual. And I want to wear my shirt open. I want to wear my sleeves rolled up. I know I've lost weight around the tummy before I went over to the light. And bless him, his breathing condition was really bad.
Yes.
And we have to understand, though, that when Spirit come in with their passing conditions, they, of course, clear when you go to Spirit and you accept, and that happens. And I just want to say, though, before your father leaves, he says, oh, I'm pleased, I'm in. It's lovely. A very nice-looking man, very dark-haired, I see him as when he was younger, and quite longish hair. He's bought the Brill Cream as well, just put that on the side, and his matches, do you understand the matches?
Yes.
Because he liked to smoke, and that's why I don't think it helped his cough, but he also shows me a very old-fashioned car, and I want to get out and about, and at the same time, I have a picnic basket as well, one of those old-fashioned picnic baskets, because I've got my thermos flask in there, and it's lovely, and I really, really enjoyed it. And I'm going to top it up with a little tipple as well. Yes. And anyway, they're lovely, happy times. And you as a child, barefoot sometimes, you know, down by the sea.
Yes.
Well, it's good to be barefoot by the sea. And your dad comes in and he holds you up. He's very, very proud of you. And I sense that Mum and Dad are very, very proud of you too.
Thank you.
And thank you very, very much. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless
you. Thank you. Thank you. Lovely. Can I come to the gentleman here, please, with the beard?
Yes.
Hello. As I don't know why I want to say a billy goat. I don't know why I want to say that. Could I just say that I do see... I do see a goat in the world of Spirit. Would a goat mean anything to you?
No.
Hopefully you're not stubborn as a goat. No. Sorry. Okay. Okay. Can be. No, there is a goat here, I have to say. I don't know if I've got a goat herder, but no. Can I just say that as I link with you, I sense a spirituality.
Yes.
And as I look at your energy field, please, oh my goodness, I have to say that I believe that we live through many lives, that this is not just the one-off. Everybody thinks differently or feels differently, but I sense with you, you absolutely know there are many lives.
Yeah.
Because as I look at you, you have lived through many lives. You're quite an old soul. And I have to say that I'm saying this because I see many guides and inspirers around you. You very much like your own space. There's part of you that can be quite happy being on your own because you're not on your own. Do you understand this? I hope you don't mind just very briefly a past life. I see you as a monk, that you've lived as a monk. And you may have been told this before. I also see a priest that comes in around you. So you would have this wonderful sense of religion. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Even though we're hedging our bets tonight. But I just have to say, you have very much evolved. And I also feel the sea is linked with you in a past life as well. Because I see one of the old galleon ships, and I feel that you lived around that time. As I live with you, please, I sense that I've got a gentleman coming in from Spirit. I sense I may have a father figure coming in. And as he comes in, I feel that I want to be quite tall, and I feel that I like to stand up very well. Would you understand this with Father?
Yes.
He would always try, I feel, to pull his tummy in and look as nice
yes.
as he could.
Yeah.
And I sensed that I was a gentleman of habit, that I would like to do things in order.
Yes.
And everything had to be really, really worked out. Now again, spirit, I can hear the breathing in spirit, but I do sense that as your father passed, he was quite calm towards the end and close to passing.
Yes.
Because it just made me feel hush. It's almost like my breathing calmed down beautifully. And you know, son, I had a very peaceful passing.
Yes.
That's wonderful, isn't it? That's what we could all hope for. Would you understand that you were very close to him with his passing, that
yes.
you would have been around him?
Yes.
Because he shows me this, and it was very, very peaceful in the room as well.
Yes.
And you touched his hand, you held his hand.
Yes.
And he says, I'm reaching out for you, I'm giving you my hand, son, here tonight. Because you would speak to him about spirit. Would you understand this?
Not really.
Well, can I say that he is drawn around you now because you have evolved so much more than possibly he could have?
Yes.
And he is learning from you in spirit. He comes around you. Now, also, he did have a lovely sense of humour, I feel. And when he was younger.
Yes.
Do you understand the push bike?
No.
A cycle.
I know, he's very mischievous and naughty.
okay. Well, he's got a push bike here, and sometimes he'd like to say things that weren't always quite right. In other words, he'd say something just to catch you out. Do you understand that?
Yes.
But he's put some ladders in the corner as well. So, I don't know if you'd understand the ladders.
Yeah, they're in my garden.
They're in your garden. So he would like it a bit tidier than it is.
Oh, right.
But he also puts a cigarette behind you and a pencil, do you understand, behind your ear?
Yes, I do, yes.
And yes, and also it's as if you're thinking quite a lot about something, a plan ahead.
Yes.
And it's as if you're getting a green light. And that will happen. Now, I also see, please, that you've got, you do have Chinese links for philosophy and spirit. And also, can I say that you have Jewish links as well?
Oh.
Because I see a cupola on your head.
Oh.
And you send out a lot of peace, by the way. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Many healing thoughts. And they're all recorded. All these healing thoughts go out there. So the more of us that do this, the better it becomes. And he comes and gives you a kiss, and he said, thank you, because that's my son. But I also see the doves of peace with you as well. Now, I don't know why, but I feel I want to go to the Isle of Wight.
Not sure.
Can I say I've got the needles? I haven't got the needle, but I've got the needles on the Isle of Wight. Would you understand?
No.
No, there was something going back, please, around your father. On the Isle of Wight. Do you understand, just before I leave you, the very small lady that comes in from the world of spirit, I sense either a mother or a grandmother figure.
Grandmother.
A grandmother. And she's lovely. She adores your father.
Really?
Well, I sense... I hope they're still not arguing in spirit. Okay. Well, when I say this, she stands behind me here as your father stands in my energy. And I feel then that I would like to make amends a little bit more. Do you understand that? But I sense that they're together. That's why I feel I've got grandmother coming in. And she wants to, but your father didn't always want to know, I don't feel. It's almost like I don't want to turn back.
Yes.
Could you take that?
Yes.
Because he's looking at you, and grandmother's behind, and she's a strong lady, though.
Yes.
You know, very, very strong, and I see her as dark-haired when she was younger, and then quite grey as she got older.
Okay.
And rhubarb for you as well. Can I just say rhubarb?
Okay.
Rhubarb's been brought in. Okay, thank you very, very much. Bless you. Bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Right, could I, lovely lady here, I'm going to, can I just go to the lady with, you've both got glasses, but the lady with the cream jacket on or jumper? Yes. Thank you. As I link with you, please. I sense now I've got Mother standing in my energy, and I feel Mum was quite a strong lady. Would you understand that with Mum?
Yes.
Because I feel I want to wave my finger at you, but not too much, okay? And I sense that Mum had a very, very strong mind.
Yes.
And again, please, I have to say that you do look like your Mum. This is what I'm sensing with the lady within my energy. And I feel that I'm a very, very ordered lady. I'm very much in control. I also sense that my stomach wasn't good for a time because she takes me down to her tummy. Now, I sense I like to wear grey because I feel that I really want to look, very, very neat. And my dress is just 3/4 of the way down to my calves. I sense that I was a very fit lady within my life because I want to go walking, I want to get on with everything. I was in command, I was in control. And also I feel that sometimes my head towards the end of my life wasn't always good. I feel I've got a bit of pain in my head as well. Do you understand this? Thank you. And I feel I want to wear my glasses, but I feel that Mum would give you a look through her glasses sometimes, because I'm not always amused. And I have to say that everything in my home was very ordered and very, very nice. Your mum is showing me some dark furniture, but I have a bureau here as well. I have a, it's almost like a roll top. And I have a very dark bureau. Would you understand? The wood. And it's got the little levels that come up and down. Your mum quite liked writing, and I sense that I was quite a nice writer.
Yes.
I want to send letters as well. And the letters are very organised. Now, suddenly, there's a... Yes, I'll keep working with Mum, but I also sense I've got Father, or a lovely man. As he comes to the right of me here, I'm so much taller than Mum, but I'm a smart man with your father. And he wears a trilby. He's right behind me here, to the right. Now, I don't often work with names, but in my mind I've got Jim. There's a Jim. I don't know if Jim means anything to you.
I do know a Jim.
You know a Jim.
Yes.
Okay, right, but... I have to say that Father, he stands quite quiet, and I sense it was Mum that came forward and did all the things. She shows me a trunk, and I've got quite a bit in the trunk. I have to say that I like material with your mother. She very much likes material. I have to say that, of course, we build our homes in spirit as well. And your mum is making me feel as if I'm very, very comfortable in my home. Would you understand that with your father, different hats, because he's got a hall stand where he would put his hats.
Yes.
He also has brushes that he would brush his coat with, because it had to be just right. Yes. I also am wearing brogue shoes, because your father suddenly come into my energy. He was quite an upright man. And also I feel that his tummy was quite large as well, but he's got a sense of humour, because I feel I can't quite bend down to see my shoes. But whether I've mentioned this, Kiwi shoe polish, he's got the 3 feet, because he used to like to polish his shoes, and also he's whistling, but going back in time he had the 2 brushes. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And well, Mother and Father, they're together. And I sense that I want to dance, or maybe come close with Mum. I want to do a little bit of dancing as well.
She loved
dancing.
Yes.
Do you know your Mum loves shoes, nice shoes?
Oh,
And don't we come to the earth plane to experience things? And your mum, oh gosh, she likes just a little bit of sparkle. She's dressed up now for evening and she's got an evening bag. Would you understand this with mum?
Yes.
Because I do want to look nice for you. She does make me feel as if I want to wear a lovely velvet dress. And, oh gosh, and I know I like my perfume. I've got one of those atomizers or those sprays that I would spray around. And you know, my dressing room or my bedroom is lovely. I've got a lovely dressing table, but with the three mirrors. And on it, I've got my powder bowl, everything. And while she's doing this, she's made a cake. I think she's a woman, isn't it? Anyway, she's lovely. It's beautiful. And Christmas, oh, I know your mum did wonderful cake making at Christmas. All the puddings. She's got a walk-in larder. Absolutely love that. And I also sense that I really love music and I want to sing, or I love that beautiful upliftment. And that is your mum. And your dad is very loving. Very loving. And I know he had circulatory conditions before he passed, because my toes are not good either. You know, I feel that the toes are a bit swollen. He actually had a lot of fluid. Okay, his coughing and his heart wasn't very good towards the end of his life. But he shows me that he used to like to sit peacefully by the fire and also read. Yes,
that's exactly why.
Well, I've got to say, in spirit, it's as if they're continuing on the same, but I know a child went open to the light. Would you understand there was a loss of a child?
I know, yes.
Okay, I'm just seeing if a boy or a girl. I'm sensing there was a boy that went over to the light.
Yes.
And he's got longish trousers on. So you do know everything grows in spirit, and when we go over to the light, the children grow as we keep growing. And your mother likes pink, but she's brought pink to you, so you must like pink.
I love pink.
That's your colour. It suits you, as they say. It's lovely. And your mum now, as she got older, she's in her kind of nightdress, but I've got a little bed, like I'd have a little knitted bed cape or colour, and I've got pink again.
Yes, she loves pink.
She's got her pink nightie on here tonight. And can I say that I feel that I got to Christmas, and one Christmas was very, very bad indeed. And I have to say that I feel I've passed very close to Christmas, or just slightly after Christmas. I said January. I sent January as a passing date.
Yes, yes.
And I know I've got the 10th, but I've also got one, the 1st. I don't know if any of these dates mean anything to you.
I can't place that at the moment, but it'll probably come to me.
Okay. And can I just say, would you understand when you were a child you would have lots of bows in your hair?
Oh, goodness, yes.
And your mum is showing me this. And she loved your hair, didn't she?
Yes.
And she loves almonds, the sugared almonds. Your mum showed me sugared almonds too.
Her favourite.
It's lovely. Oh, bless you. And would you understand a dog in the world of spirit? A dog is coming forward, and I sense I've got a black and white dog, or a dog with more white than black on. Do you understand that, dog? You're lovely. I could work with you all night, but just before your mum leaves you, she brings me a bowl, and I have to say it's an enamel bowl, and I know she's soaking her feet, because she's shown me that her veins in her feet got very swollen. Do you understand this?
Awful.
Oh, bless her, but she's obviously improved in spirit.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I know she's showing me worn out whips, but I just have to give you that. We're coming down a bit now. But your mum doesn't want to go. No, I know
oh,
now.
She wouldn't.
She loves to talk. But I must bring you such love. And she's often around you, by the way. And I sense that you feel your mum around you.
I do.
You do. Do you know sometimes when you look, sometimes I feel it's when you're upstairs, if you're upstairs, but I'm being taken upstairs, and I can hear a creak. It's like there's a noise. Do you understand that?
I do.
And sometimes I feel the light might move slightly. Sometimes it's electrics, but of course I feel it's your mum wanting your attention. And also we know, don't we, that we often sense spirit coming close, and as you look they go because they move so quickly.
Yes, I know.
Bless you. And before I go, I've got a poodle. Now the poodle might take me to someone else, but do you understand a poodle? Your auntie, well, it's a white one. It's slightly off-white.
Lovely.
But needs a bath. No, it's lovely, but it's ever so beautifully. Looks marvellous, you know. Okay. Just before I go, I have to give them. Do you understand aunt as a small lady? Aunt is a small lady.
Yes.
And who'd like to wear a band or something over her hair when she was younger?
I can't place that, okay. But she was very short.
And she makes me feel thin before she went over to the light. Mm-hmm. Okay. But listen, she's here because she loves her dog.
Oh,
all right, thank you so much. You've been a joy to work with.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much indeed. Okay, thank you. Could I come to the gentleman with the mauve jacket on there? Yes, can I come to you, sir? Hello. I sense I've got first of all, I don't know if you sense that you are becoming more aware spiritually.
I do.
More philosophical.
Yes, definitely.
Yes, because you are looking into many, many things. I know I've got a man here with binoculars. Oh, my goodness. Okay, the binoculars are just built up. But there's a gentleman I sense. Now, it's either you or he that had a throat problem. I sense that I've got a problem with my throat. Would you understand the gentleman that would have had a problem with his throat? Could I say that, again, I feel my eyes look like your father or a gentleman that's coming closer?
I also have a lot of problems with your throat when I was a kid.
No, it's you then. Okay, thank you. Because I sense that your father, that's why I said it, because normally I would feel this. But it's your father, I believe, making me aware of how difficult it was when you, obviously you were saying younger, but I feel the throat problem.
It was you.
And I feel that with your father, I don't know, but I don't feel like I can express myself very much. Do you understand that with Dad?
Yeah, he used
to. Right. Well, he can't. But the problem is emotionally, he can't speak to you.
That's right. Yeah.
That's why I've got a lump in my throat.
Yeah, that's right.
I do, but you know, it's like I feel I've waited a time. I don't know if Dad's been through it before, but I sense that I want to reach out to you, and I can't always get hold of you. Do you understand that? It's like I want to bring the love in.
Okay. Yeah.
If I can.
Yeah.
And it wasn't easy.
No.
It really wasn't easy, and he sort of sees that you made your own way. Do you understand this? You're quite an independent gentleman.
Okay.
And and it's like you got out there and you got on, although it wasn't easy because I feel Father had a force field around him and you couldn't quite get in. It was like he was like he was like a castle, and the moat was there and it was very difficult to get in. And he obviously in spirit, when you go to spirit you judge yourself, and he's finding this I feel quite a difficult task. So I feel he's softening in the world of spirit, and I'm aware now there's a lady, but a small lady standing behind me, and I sense I'm close with Father, or would be his mother. Would you understand? Because Mum's behind here, and I feel that I've been very involved in spirit thinking about my life with your father. So please send him lots of love, because he still seems to be judging himself.
Okay.
But a spirit of, I feel, are proud of you, because it's a very strange thing. It's like I've got, I don't suppose you've been a mayor, but I have to say, there's a like a
rose.
We've
got a doctor, not a mayor.
You're a mayor, you're not a mayor. But I have to say, spirit of please, because you've got a mayoral, I think that's right, chain around you. It's almost, would you understand that you are feeling quite proud of something you've done, or your life, in how you've lived it?
No, I can't say that one. I can't say that one.
So you've got to try and improve then?
Yes,
exactly. Well, that's very interesting, because I don't know if it was it. Would you understand that Father had a bit of a dry sense of humour?
Was it dry?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
When you see it every day, you don't analyse, you just take it as it is.
No. Okay. It's almost, yes, I feel that he is sort of trying these different things. Maybe he's getting used to channeling, because not everybody knows how to channel through a medium, do they? Not everybody has a belief. That's what we're all searching for. But my goodness, I know there's a dog beside you.
Yes.
Can I say I've got an Alsatian?
Yes, you can.
I did. That is a beautiful dog.
Stunning.
Oh, what a mane. What a mane. And I'm looking slightly more golden. But she is beautiful. Slightly longer haired, I'm being shown.
Yeah.
And you know, the piano's on my foot, no. Can I just say, very long fur from long fur coming out of, not fingernails, but her claws. Do you understand that?
Yes.
She's ever so obedient.
Yes.
And I have to say that she sits with you, she's around you, and you sense her. I feel that you do sense her around you, because you only had to get up and she was ready to walk or to go.
I see, yeah.
And I've got a cap. I have the one to put the cap on you, but there is a cap. And now I've got to say this, whether it still is your father, but there's a man in spirit, and he would have a very smart cap, like a check, a really nice large check cap. And also, I would have binoculars. Now, would you understand this? And I'm being shown greyhound racing.
Well, my granddad used to wear a cap. I don't know about the grand. Did you have grand?
No.
I don't know about the grand.
Can I say somebody went to bet, you know, because it's greyhound racing. And the man... The man that's in my energy, he's very, very smart. I feel he's shorter than your dad, but I've got a paper and I would do the crosswords as well. I don't know if I've got another Jim, or John, but there's a man in my energy and I feel he knew you as a nipper. I can actually see a greyhound come in here. So maybe you... Maybe, I don't know if you've ever linked with Hackney or going back to East London.
Yeah.
Well, can I say that I'm going back in time to there? And this gentleman knew you from then? When you were a nipper? Would the lady understand? Would you understand?
Yes, I understand. Yes.
Thank you very, very well. Thank you again for coming. That's lovely. Well, thank you, sir, because I can see that your mind is expanding, and that is what spirit would like. After all, we're here to grow. This is the school of learning on the earth plane. And also, I just got to say, I feel that your father quite liked doing either a bit of gardening or something like this, because he's got the sieve and he sieved lots of things out. Okay, you understand that. But anyway, he is around you. So he would like to send his fondness and his love. And that is quite difficult for him, I understand. But send the love back, please. That is lovely. I'm going to come to the lady now for being so good. Thank you very, very much. Oh, my goodness. I hope you don't... I know. I don't want to say it's a cliche, but as I look at you, I sense your mum. You look like your mum.
Yes.
And because she's coming in very close, I feel, to you. You feel your mum around, don't you?
Yeah.
Very much so. And I don't know if you've ever looked in the mirror and thought, that's my mum, when you look at yourself. Yes, I've done that. Well, I do watch that, although my mum was lovely, and I'm sure your mum was lovely. I'm seeing your mum often around, and it's like, do you understand, you put your glasses down, you can't always find them?
Oh, yeah.
Because your mum's around when you do that. And it's almost like your mind's always on the go.
True.
And sometimes when you put something down, you weren't really thinking about things. Really. You were thinking about other things.
Exactly, yeah.
And that's a very good one, that, I know. But I also have to say, your mum, is somebody all right with it? Your mum would absolutely love lots of clean handkerchiefs.
Yes.
Because she's got palms here and she's got the ironing board up. Now, you don't actually have to iron in spirit, but I would think it would be quite nice to do something like that, wouldn't it? But your mum's got a yellow iron, I've got a Morphy Richards iron, and I know that I'm attached. I had one of those, you know, attachments to a very small ironing board. And I loved it because I've got my aerator here. And that was, and you know, I love my fire, but my fireplace was very, very clean indeed.
Very clean.
I love it. Do you understand flying ducks, but not the real ones?
On the wall? The
yes.
Ones, yeah.
These are on the wall. I've got three.
Yeah.
And I feel one fell off. The bottom one. Couldn't hold up. No. Oh, your mum likes honey. Or somebody likes honey, because your mum's showing me a honey pot.
Yes.
And yeah. I like that honey. I really do. And may I give you a little honey? Because I feel that that's very good for your voice, for your throat, please. And I know there were false teeth around as well. Could I just say that your mum always loved her hair to look really, really nice? And I know I've got rollers in my hair because I know I've had it permed. You understand that?
Yes.
Or your mum's going back down memory lane. Your mum's in my energy now, and I know that her legs were very red towards the end of her life.
Yes.
And she's got those easy slippers with the little pom-poms on the front, and I like to wear those as well. I've got slightly thicker tights on, and I do like wearing a jumper, you know, and sometimes I want to wear my necklace, and I want to wear a pearl necklace. And I've also got some earrings that go with the necklace, which are very nice. Thank you. We could get quite a selection. I have to say that I have clip-on earrings here. That is absolutely lovely. And I don't know why, but I've got a little sort of, it's like a kidney-shaped jar that I have here that your mum would keep things in. Or her teeth or something, but do you understand your mum liking sort of ladies? Well, I have to say, would you understand in the toilet, over the toilet roll, that there would have been a crinoline lady or a knitted lady?
Yes,
you remember that whole thing? Then you're coming in. Thank you. And I have to say, the teapot, I've got a knitted, a lovely, not cardigan, but I've got a lovely knitted cover. And oh my goodness, okay, your mum has to be done properly because I've got the tea strainer.
Yes.
And that had to be done proper tea, absolute proper tea. And I know I like custard creams. I mean, sadly, we have to come here to experience, don't we? And so your mum's showing me all this, and she's absolutely lovely. And I know that it also, please, a child went over to the light, going back in time, a baby, or a child, or a miscarriage. Because I have a baby in the world of spirit. You may not have known, mum doesn't always, they don't always say. But can I just say, your mum puts a bow in your hair that she used to put you in as a child.
Yes.
And also, you look very pretty in your dress. And I'm often around you. I know I love blue. I know I love Lily of the Valley. They're one of my favourites.
Yes.
And bless you, because mum is a delight. And she seems to be doing very, very well in spirit. And I know she's got lovely skin. But I sense when she passed, she went very quickly.
Yes.
And I just faded and I've just gone. And I sense she met her mother in spirit. There's always someone to connect you. Not that we're looking for it yet. They are. But thank you so much. God bless you. Thank you. Right, where are we going now? I should probably come over this side, shouldn't I? Just for a spirit taking me. Could I just say that I'd like to come to the lady, please, with the glasses looking down at this moment in time? Could I come to you, please? Okay. As I link with you, I sense I've got mum in spirit. I don't feel mum was a very tall lady, and I feel that I've lived a very good age before I went over to the light. I sense that I'm bent forward very slightly with mum at the end, towards the end of her life, please. Would you understand this? Well, I feel that I'm standing slightly forward. This is how your mum is just showing me. Is it maybe slightly rounded upper back? That's what it is, because I feel it's a bit of a weight and I've got to lean forward. I feel that your mum actually was quite a lady. And I also said, you know what, we are, we take with us to spirit. And I sense that your mum was an intelligent lady who used to think things out. She is lovely, she stands in my energy, and I would never rush, I wouldn't jump to conclusions about things with your mum. I feel your mum was a very fair-minded lady, and I will never, ever, I feel, run anybody down. I feel she had a very, very sweet makeup. Isn't that lovely? She takes me into a walk-in larder as well, and your mum, I know a lot of people made pastry, especially going back, but your mum's showing me lovely pastry. And I've got a lovely apple pie that's building up, which looks lovely. And your mum used butter, proper butter pats and this, this and that. And I feel that going back, I would use a little makeup as well. Because I've got a little rouge when I went in back in time. And I know I love reading because I've got lots and lots of books. Reading was important to me. I've got an old gramophone and I can hear the music playing. There's a gentleman singing and I feel I really like very good music. And as I go into the garden, there's the beautiful magnolia tree. Do you understand? Thank you. Your mother has that in spirit. She loves the garden. Now, in my energy now, I've got a Scotsman. Sorry. Would you understand a Scotsman? If not, somebody else might. Because he's got his kilt. He's got his kilt on and the sporran and everything. Would you understand a Scotsman? Maybe spirit is just coming in, it's like an airport, and now, as he stands in my energy, I sense the name, well, I say John or Jock, but John. He's very, oh my goodness, he's a piper. Would anybody else understand the Scotsman in my energy? Sorry, have I got the wrong name? Do you understand the Scotsman, though?
Yeah.
Oh, please, you came, actually. Thank you. So you do understand him?
Yeah.
I may have the name wrong, okay?
Yeah, but I can understand that.
You can understand that? Oh, thank you. Because this man, I feel that I want to play the pipes, and he makes me very strong. I've got the black lovely jacket on here, and I know that I have... it's like a beret, but it's black, and I've got the red... and white tartan.
Not
that tartan?
No.
Maybe it's changed plans. But he's playing the pipes, and I do feel very regal. And I have to say, I'm going to Edinburgh Castle.
Well, he's a friend, and he goes everywhere, so.
Okay, well, he's here. All right, he's here. And,
No, he hasn't passed.
Sorry?
He hasn't passed over.
Oh. Well, would you understand then, when this happens, you know, we are spirit in a body and spirit can project. And if someone's not well, do you understand that he's not well?
Yeah, he's not that well.
Well, I have to say that I sense that his spirit has projected here tonight. So please send him your thoughts of healing then. If he's not, I have known that. It's very strange. but that's often when they're very unwell. So please would you send wonderful healing. And can I just come back to the lady? I've just got to say, because your mum, she really holds her own counsel. And I just have to say that I feel I like to wear a little bit of jewellery with your mother. I want to wear a lovely brooch. I sense I've got a red brooch with some diamante, something like this around it. And I also want to wear a scarf. So would you take your mother's love? Thank you. Now, I don't know if you'd have understood a baby or a child that went over to the light around you. Or with you? No. All right, I do see a little boy, but then I'll leave it there. Okay, thank you very, very much. Bless you. Right, where are we going now? I'm going to come to the lady with the grey, please. Can I come to you? Is that all right? Thank you very much. I sense that as I link with you, please, you are quite a stable lady. You know, I feel that I like to keep both feet on the floor. Do you understand that? Thank you. But you have a great sense of duty. Do you understand that as well?
Yes, I
sense that really you should have been a nurse or a care worker or something like this. You're a care worker. Lovely. You're doing the right thing. You may not think it, but I feel that Spirit are very pleased with you. And it's as if you like to do everything to the very best of your ability. Yeah. And you worry, don't you? You worry about the people that you care for.
It's my son. Mm.
Ah, okay, thank you. Well, that is very, very difficult, but I do feel that you give absolutely everything that you have. I'm sure that you do. I'm sure that you do. And you're very close-knit, aren't you? The pair of you.
Yeah.
He relies on you, obviously. And you give him a tremendous amount of strength, I have to say.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sensing that there's a lady coming into my energy now. I feel that I'm a lady that was quite nicely rounded. And I sense that I may have a friend or a mother that's a friend. I don't know if I've got a friend or a mother yet, but I've just got it's your mum. But your mum was a friend.
Yeah.
Because that's how I feel, because you need a friend yourself. And it's like, you know, when it gets quite difficult, you can send your thoughts to your mum, because your mum is often around you. Now you do sense her, that's wonderful, because you used to get strength from your mum, and your mum is giving you strength when you're feeling low.
Okay.
Now, I'm being shown pillows that are being plumped up. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
And they're what you do, but at the same time, your mum is often around looking at this. Because
right,
you fast and you want to get it right.
Sorry? That's more her than me.
Okay, well that's fine. She's showing me this.
Right.
And she also wants to give you cushions for support as well.
Oh, okay.
She wants to put them behind you, because sometimes you feel it is very difficult.
Right. Okay.
Now, I don't know whether it is your son or there's someone else in spirit, but I sense that there is a young man that would find it difficult to coordinate or use his words or get his voice right.
Yeah.
So I may have picking up about your son.
Okay.
If not, it's somebody coming in from spirit.
Okay.
Now, I don't know, would you understand that there's not coordination with your son, or he cannot speak very well?
Does speak.
No, okay. I sense also that I've got a boy in the world of spirit that comes close to your son. Now, would you understand that your son often looks into the distance as if he may be looking at spirit?
Yeah.
Someone around?
He talks to people.
Okay.
In his own way.
Of course. Now, there is a young man in the world of spirit, please, that he talks to. And this young man I have seen would have been in a wheelchair before he passed over. He couldn't walk or coordinate at all.
Yeah.
Do you understand this young man?
Yeah.
He is around your son.
Yeah.
because I feel that, oh dear, sorry, we've gone a bit shivery, I know. Could I just say that that the young boy, he sort of stretched his arms out like this and he put his head on the side and I can't talk, but I'm frustrated, I'm so frustrated. And this is what he is, but he looks lovely now in spirit, he's walking. And he comes in to talk to your son, so your son is seeing spirit.
Yeah. To my friend for a long time, surely he speaks to him.
It's very, very moving because he does. You know, sometimes with a child that has a handicap, they are far more spiritually aware than sometimes able-bodied people because they seem to have come on a mission here. Right. And they are more aware, and he is very, very aware of spirit, and that is what spirit is saying for you here tonight. They also give you something to cuddle because Spirit give you a wonderful teddy bear. And you've really had a very difficult pathway. It's never gone straight for you. They're sort of showing me it's a bit windy, and you just get round one bend and then you seem to have to face something else. But sometimes with Spirit, we cannot always face everything that is ahead. And Spirit are kind in the respect that they won't give you it all at once. So you just keep going day after day and, you know, they just encourage you forward. I have a little lady in the world of Spirit. I sense I've got grandmother because I feel I'm small. Do you understand a smallish grandmother?
Yeah, but I can remember.
Ah, we are going back, all right. But she puts you in a swing, okay? Oh, it's lovely. So you could do with a bit of help, right. That little bit of swing, okay? But your mum also shows me like hooped earrings, or I believe they're called creoles. They're just a gold, and the lady in my energy would have a pierced ears. Would that mean something to you? Because often other generations didn't pierce their ears. But your mum is showing me she likes these gold earrings. And they're really, really favourite of hers. And she just liked a few nice little bits. But your mum seems quite happy in spirit. And because obviously she can come close to you, but at the same time, she is very concerned and sends so much love and support for you. So she is living your life with you to help you. So you can send many thoughts to your mum. Thank you. That is wonderful. Well, you know, that's what we can do because spirit only respond to our mind, because in spirit we only go by thoughts. We don't actually speak. So you don't even have to speak out loud. Send your thoughts and spirit will pick those up. I could work with you all night, but I better not. Thank you very, very much. Bless you. Okay, right. I feel I'm going to come to the lady with the orange top over there. Might I come to you, please? Yes. Can I just say, I sense children around you. Would you understand?
Yeah.
Because you feel like, I feel that you look after children, or there are children around you.
I used to teach.
You used to teach, so that's wonderful. Because spirits are drawing in around you. Not only were they on the earth plane, but those children are around you in spirit. You are quite mischievous in your own way. Do you understand that? In a very lovely way.
Yeah.
And it's like, I am sensing a spirit child that it draws around you, please. Would you understand a spirit child?
Yeah, probably my brother.
Because you shouldn't tell me anything, thank you. But I have to say that I feel that if it is your brother now, I feel that I've grown in spirit, and that you have a rapport with him. There is a great closeness I sense with him, and he makes me feel this, and he feels very, very much more, I suppose, recognised that you recognise him. He is often around you, I feel, at home. And often when you sit down, I feel that he comes in when you get a little bit of a quiet moment.
Yeah.
And that's when he comes in. And actually, he's showing me that he touches your hair.
Yeah.
And you feel that.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
That is wonderful. Now, I do have to say that you are evolving spiritually. And I would like to say that I don't know if you'd like to, but I feel that you could develop spiritually.
Yeah.
And this is something that would be excellent for you to do.
Yeah.
And wonderful, it's your time. And you're able to do that.
Okay.
That would be lovely. So all that, watch this space, because that would develop. You've already given off to many people on the earth plane. Because what you've given is uncannily correct at times. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
So spirit have been working with you before you work. It's always like the tip of the iceberg, actually. And I just have to say that develop, please. Develop. It would be wonderful. You'll develop a very strong voice. Gents, I've got a Red Indian guide with you. You've done lots of healing works, whether you're aware of it or not, because I see lots of blue feathers, and they're all around you, and spirit are very pleased. If spirit give you something, then you know you've got hold of it. There's a lady in the world of spirit who wants to give you a necklace and give you a kiss.
Okay.
And I'm just sensing, and I felt there was a gentleman coming in as well. Before I work with the lady, would you understand the gentleman that makes me smile? I feel a lovely man. He could be a grandfather figure, but a gentleman in the world of spirit that would wear a cap, but it's like a light-coloured cap. It's like a white, off-white.
Yeah.
He's in my energy now, and I feel that I was always on the go.
Yeah.
I'm very energetic. And of course, you are the same in spirit. But he makes me feel quite casual, and I know he makes me laugh. I would like to do funny little tricks and make you laugh.
Yeah.
Because he makes me feel like one of those arms that would swing, because he's just doing this. And he had quite long elbows or long arms. This is the sense. And he says, all the better to cuddle you with.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a lovely man. Oh, I don't know if I've got false teeth, but I know I've got very strong teeth. They feel very strong in him.
Yeah.
Yes, because I feel that I've got high cheekbones and brownish hair, possibly when I was younger, and I can just see the grey ends of the hair here. Gosh, he brings you a fire. I don't think you want a fire, but it's an old electric fire, I have to say. And it was one that he would like. He's plugged it in, but I don't think we need it tonight. But he's plugged it in. There was an old tinny lamp that he showed me. And also, I know that I like to work on doing bench, you know, sort of on a bench, because I like to repair things. I'm tapping away, and I absolutely love it. And I know I like clocks. He showed me lots of clocks. How beautiful. There's no time in spirit. It's eternity, isn't it? We only measure it here, but he shows me a grandfather clock, and also I know that there was a lovely clock in spirit that is a Napoleon clock, you know, like the Napoleon's hat, and he shows me that, and he would like to repair it, because he's got the little screwdrivers and a little eyepiece. Also, he likes to smoke, because I've got rolled up cigarettes. Yes, they're there. He can't do it in spirit, but he did enjoy it. And he's put his ladders up against the wall. And also, he's got the scrim, so he likes to clean the windows as well. Now, I know there's a bird in a cage as well. There was a bird in a cage.
When I was younger, yeah.
When you were younger, okay. Oh, hang on, I feel like I'm being shown a canary, but I do have a green budgery guy up there as well.
That was his.
That was his?
Yeah.
Okay, he did, and also he shows me little eggs. It's as if I've got tiny little eggs. I feel I like the birds, so, you know.
Yeah, probably.
The feathered kind. He's lovely. But do you understand the lady of spirit that's very cuddly?
Yes.
Because I'm here, and I love you, and I sense I probably had darker hair when I was younger, but I've got a lovely, lovely open face, but I sense my heart and breathing went as I got older. And I'm very close to you as well. I want to bring you wonderful love tonight. And there is a dog in the world of spirit just for your side. Do you understand a dog?
Yeah.
I've got a golden colour dog.
Yes.
And that one's with you as well. Very drawn to you.
Yes.
But lovely. And you've got a sister of mercy, so you've got healing ability, but you've, of course, developing very, very well indeed. And your granddad, I hope it's granddad, he just put his cap on you, and he's very, very pleased, because he shows me, I know you said you were a teacher, but he shows me the blackboard and you teaching the time. Do you understand that? He's showing me the time on the blackboard, but very good sums and getting it all done.
Okay.
Would you take their love?
Yes, I would.
And there's a marrow. You need groom arrows.
Oh, yes.
Lovely. He's probably gone a lot within spirit. But you probably don't have to work so hard. But and turnips. But bless you, take his love.
Thank you.
And you land. Thank you very, very much indeed. Okay.
Time for one more, Pauline.
Oh, just the one, Mrs. Wembley. I should come this side, but I feel I'm going to come to this lady. Oh, you don't know what you're going to get, bless your heart. Okay, thank you. Now, I feel that you're a different sort of lady.
Mm-hmm.
You're quite unusual. I feel that you've lived quite a dedicated path. Would you understand this? Thank you. And I feel that Spirit are very, very pleased with you.
Thank you very much.
I see many steps of blue, so much healing. Could you understand this?
Yep.
That you have been involved or you have guided?
Yep.
It's beautiful. I look at your energy field and it's full of blue healing light. You also give off a lot through your voice.
Yes.
I can just see this by the energy. The energy is absolutely beautiful. Oh my goodness, you have philosophy.
Okay.
Because can I just say, there's a philosophical guide here, a Chinese guide. You may not be aware of him, but I feel that he is influencing you.
Right.
Now, I don't know if you want anybody particularly here tonight, but I just sense that you can be very private. And so they're not telling me what you're doing at the moment, but it's this great sense that I have gone ahead. I do it in a quiet way because I know I have to achieve, and that is what I have been doing.
Yep.
I don't know why there's a trunk beside you, and it's almost as if it's time to move on slightly. Would you understand?
No,
not from what you're doing, but it's just there's a change, and even better.
Right.
So it's brightening, all right. Now, I don't know why, but I've got a puppet in the world of spirit.
Wow.
It's like, it's just a puppet. Oh, sorry.
Oh, a puppet.
A puppet. Do you understand a puppet?
I thought you said puppy.
No, a puppet.
Puppet, yeah.
Do you understand? Because it's very unusual. It's got all the strings attached.
Oh, wow.
I know. It's a lovely puppet, but I feel that you quite liked puppets.
Take more labor.
Oh, fine. Okay. Well, can I just say that there's a man in the world of spirit, and I hope he is the one working the puppet.
Yes.
Okay. Let me just see, because I want to go like this, and I'd love it because I'd walk it in.
Yep.
All right. And it's coming in around you. Now, let me just see. Who are you, dear gentleman? Okay, as he stands, I feel that I'm quite a controlled gentleman. I feel respectful. Would you understand that? And I feel that I want to stand up and possibly I want to open my shoulders up. And I just feel that I had a refinement with me. And I know that I had lovely cheekbones as well. It may be your father, but I just sense he's a really lovely man.
Thank you.
And I sense I had beautiful eyes.
Yep.
I feel I lost weight before I went over to the light, and I feel that my condition was awful and it lasted a time.
Yeah.
Because I had to, when I say I had to fight, I feel that your father, again, was quite philosophical and he would kind of accept. It's almost like he had a graciousness about it, and he wasn't so precious with life. Life is precious, but it's as if he came to an understanding.
Yeah.
That is wonderful. That is how he passed. And I sense that I have a mother for him in spirit.
Yes.
That I feel close to.
Yes.
That I'm very respectful of.
Yes.
And I sense that mother met him when he went over to the light. It's almost like I'm being shown that his eyes were closed. Somebody closed his eyes. Do you understand this?
I wasn't there.
Someone would have then.
Yeah.
But he shows me he's aware of the eyes being closed. And it was as if when he was ill, the curtains were drawn. But when he passed, it's as if the light came directly in. And we say we go to the light, don't we? Always go to the light. And I know there's a dog beside me in the world of spirit, a beautiful dog. I sense there may have been more than one dog.
I only know of one.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got a black and I've got a cream. So there were two I would have shown. And I feel maybe the black, I hope that's right, belonged to Mum. There was a dog going back. Can I just say I want to bring you some dark mint creams and I hope you like them.
No, but my husband does.
Would you hand them to him then?
Yeah.
I can't manifest them, but you know, they're here. And Fry's chocolate cream.
Yes.
I have that. And it's as if your father, he had the most beautiful way with him, a winning way. And can I say, I've even got a rocking horse.
Okay,
I hope you know it because he's brought it in for you.
It's his granddaughter.
He loves children.
Yes.
And can I say that I feel I've been close around the child.
Oh, right, okay.
I am there. And I wouldn't be surprised there may be another baby.
I've been told that, but I've no idea.
Nothing's happened yet. No.
No idea who it's going
to
be.
Watch this space, all right? And I have to say, I do see a blue light. It's right. Not the police, but a boy. coming to take us away. Anyway, bless you. And, oh, your father is delightful. I think he, what a beautiful gent. And I must bring you some... Oh, they're lovely, very simple and very beautiful. I must bring you white daisies.
All right, okay.
Okay, would you take them?
Thank you.
And great love, I'm going to touch your face.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.